Track 3. Now I know why Dad loved the garden, says ITV arts editor Nina Nanor.
It's not really the kind of thing I would have imagined myself saying once upon a time. Quick, everyone, get out here. The ceanothus is blooming. I hadn't really known what a ceanothus was for much of my life. But then when you marry a garden designer, you kind of pick things up. And truly, that moment in May, when I'd noticed those beautiful purpley blue flowers coming out, became quite an exciting moment for us. It meant good weather was on the way and that colour was returning to the garden. When we were growing up in the town of Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire, my father had a rose garden and he was very proud of it. We had thick red rose bushes at both the front and back of the house, and my sister and I would delight on hot summer days in taking the petals from some of the flowers and then squishing them up with some water and pretending that it was expensive perfume. It never smelt like perfume, and we just end up splashing it all over each other and then getting into trouble for taking petals off my father's beloved roses. He would always try and encourage us to take up a love of gardens. My family came from a farming community in Punjab in northern India. My parents were brought up on farms, in Dad's case, one that grew sugarcane. He would take us for a walk, myself and my siblings, through the fields of Lincolnshire every single Sunday morning, and point at various fields and ask, "What plant is that?" or "What kind of tree is that?" We could always see he was slightly disappointed when we couldn't identify wheat or oats. Our minds were normally focused on the ice cream we'd been promised once we had finished those long walks. We must have been a sight back then, an Indian man and four little brown kids scurrying behind him in a county where very few people looked like us. But I knew my dad was just trying to teach us a love of nature. His upbringing had been much closer to it, as he'd been on a farm, but we were just townies. When we'd walk back up the drive, he would bend down to uproot weeds that were poking through the paving slabs, and he'd always say to us, "Remember, when you're walking out, just pull up the weeds when you see them." Of course we never did, but now I find myself saying the same thing to my daughter. She doesn't either. As fate would have it, I ended up marrying a garden designer who, when we'd go walking, would be able to identify every single plant and tell us all about it. I always thought that was such a wonderful skill to have, to be so attuned to nature. I can't pretend for a minute that I've learned all those skills too, but as the years have gone by, I have developed a deeper love of gardens and how to tend them. It was the garden that persuaded us to buy our house in Norwich. I balked at the idea of having so much to look after, but Steve knew instantly this was such a find. We must have spent hundreds of hours out there. It's a job that never ends. But gardening alongside him, I grew to realise why he loved his job so much. When you cut your lawn, the results and the gratification is instantaneous. When you prune the roses or the bushes that line the lawn, you see the results straight away. We are fortunate to have two large magnolia trees in the garden, and right now I'm looking out of the window as I see buds beginning, and I know that soon, and alas all too briefly, those beautiful pink flowers will light up the garden and lift our heart. Steve exhibited at the Chelsea Flower Show once, and many years later I was invited as a guest to go and visit. It was a lovely occasion, but there were so many people there that I couldn't quite focus on the gardens. It kind of took away the thing I get out of the greenery around us, which is simple peace.
Thank you, Nina.